From Daytona to Homestead, the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is only on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio. North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland here, went along with Carla Heath and Galen Stewart. I just sent a really nice picture of you and me and Barry Martinez up at Advanced Toys Sprint Car and Toys for Trucks last week.
Did Brian send that?
Yeah. No. Sherry sent it.
Oh, cool.
So thanks a lot for that. And we do appreciate everybody that was up there. It was quite a good time. Let's see. Now, I got to correct myself. Coming up this Saturday... Crown Royal, I've just been telling you about the totally wrong races. We have two Saturday night races coming up. Crown Royal presents the Dan Lowry 400, and I think that was titled Your Name Here 400. 3:45 p.m. live from Richmond International Raceway in Richmond, Virginia, so make sure and tune in for that. Our final guest for the night is... guy that's been kind of gracious enough with his time. Over the past couple of years, he's back up, breathing Washington air from the...
And feeling good, it sounds
feeling
like.
Feeling really good. Yeah, we're hoping he's okay because we're going to get a full medical update on the condition of our next guest. George Wade joins us, and he is the chief poobah down at Grays Harbor Raceway Park. And how are you, George?
Doing good, Morton. I got one question before we start.
Yes, sir.
Is there a real good picture of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, actually. Actually, it is, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I was just checking.
What, I'll forward it to you if you'd like to see it.
Well, that's all right.
Okay, good.
too much personal information.
Yeah, it is, but you know, you've always said you needed something to remind you of me, so I guess the best I can do given the technology I have. How are you, sir? How are you feeling, first of all?
I'm feeling great.
Good, good. Had a bit of a rough go with it there, probably exactly the wrong time, but good to hear that you're feeling well, and you guys got your season fired off down at Grays Harbor Raceway. Tell us about the 2008 season you have planned.
Basically, along the same lines as last year, a couple more ASCS Northwest races at Grays Harbor this year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll open that series up 24th and 25th, Saturday and Sunday of May, and just go on from there. We've got the Big E weekends back to a three-day event. We've got the NPP, the Northern Provincial Pipeline Late Models on Saturday. We've got an ASCS event on Sunday and the Outlaws on Monday.
Wow, that'll be great. And when's your... How many ASCS races are there?
There's 15, and unfortunately, we have 7.
Unfortunately or fortunately?
Unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
We decided to make the... we had 6 last year, and then we decided to make the Brownfield Memorial a standalone event for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
So, along with the 2 Speed Week races... It ended up with 7. But
cool.
It still should be a great series and a great show.
Carla and I were down at your membership meeting here, you know, a month or so ago, and you were speaking of several changes to your format down there and maybe some other changes, some classes. Maybe you could explain to some of the fans that are listening what changes they might look forward to seeing at Grays Harbor this year when they make the trek down.
Well, for all our local events and the ASCS races, we've gone to the no qualifying format, and I think it's really going to improve our program. Qualifying, you know, especially, you know, well, local shows and your ASCS races, you know, when you've got 40 to 80 cars qualifying, it's really hard on the track. And, you know, if you're not right up on the wheel, and we have some pretty good people in the wheel that do our track, to prepare our track, we just decided to make the change to a pill draw that determines heat races, and then your heat races determine your main event start. You take the top eight in total points after the heat races, then they redraw for your eight positions. And it makes the heat races worth something. Before, with our local program and the ASCS or the NST or NSCS, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever pays the bills.
Yeah, all you had to do was make it into the top four.
Mm-hmm.
And you could coast. You know, you didn't have to get to third. You made it to the top four, you got your starting spot. Well, with this program, with position finishing points and position gain points, you have to race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to pass as many cars as you can. So we think it's just going to be a great addition, and give the fans, and the fans are the most important people we have, more exciting action other than just the main event.
George, we had talked in our opening segment tonight about the really cool changes at racetracks that you know, the three of us have been to this year, where they are paying and really respecting not only the racers and the teams and their families' time, but the people that are coming through the front gates' time as well. A lot of emphasis has been put on speeding up the program, getting rid of the fluff, let's say, and, you know, just throwing racing at their face from the minute that the national anthems are over until the minute your announcer signs off. We all agree that that's a really cool deal. If you can get out of the racetrack, you know, anywhere between 10 and 10:30, be home by 11, 11:15, or at the watering hole of your choice, or wherever it is you want to go. And I'm sure you're following the same example as well.
Most definitely. You know, we our motto is the fastest way to family fun. And we have a family pack at Grace Harbor Raceway, where you can get two adults and up to four youths, 6 to 14, into the races for $25. And, you know, I instituted it last year. And last Saturday night at Grace Harbor, I think we had 120 family packs.
Holy
cow. That's great.
If you average that out to four people, two adults and two children, you know, times that by four.
Yeah.
I can do that math. That's pretty good numbers.
George, I know we've always camped down there when the World of Outlaws and stuff are there, but for your regular Saturday night, do you provide camping? Do you make that available as well?
Well, the fairgrounds does.
It does.
Yeah, you can camp on a, you know, every night if you want, but there's not too many, you know, there's not too many people that do mm-hmm. on the regular shows.
Well, George, oh, I'm sorry, Galen, go ahead.
I was
ahead.
Just going to say, hey, George, as we, speaking of camping and getting into spring and into the summertime, and ASCS getting ramped up here for their opener in May, are you getting excited about the ASCS and looking forward to the challenges of trying to do both the Grays Harbor on a weekly basis and ASCS?
Well, I'm excited. I haven't really been doing a whole bunch of work on it.
Well, that's, you've had
well,
reasons.
Gosh, I hope that somebody has.
Why, George? Why?
Well, you've had reasons.
I've got the old NST crew back in full complement, you know, headed by Larry Kelly.
And, oh, good.
And I've got Greg Burgess. He's the... I'm just the... what do you call me?
Front guy.
Lucky?
Tired.
I'm kind of the title holder, but, you know, I'm the series or regional director or whatever they want to call me. I have no idea. But Greg is the series manager, and he has just been doing a great job. And you know, what can you say about, you know, about Fred's old crew, Larry and all the guys. So
a good group.
Yeah, you know, they're all back together again. Kenny Garcia is you know, he's the head scorer, and there's Lynn and Bruce and Jake and Travis, you know, they're all there. So it's made it a pretty easy deal for me.
We had Jamie Barnes on a little earlier, and he was, you know, clearly he was the winner down at your track this last weekend, and he was pretty excited about getting the ASCS started. And, you know, the newness of all the tracks, openers will be kind of over, and we'll be looking forward to that opener at Elma for the ASCS. Good luck on that event.
Yeah, thanks, Galen. It should be a great event, you know, I mean, or a great series. You know, we took a couple step backwards, you know, in some areas, but, you know, we've got the room to expand. The thing about the ASCS is, you know, by going to their rules package, all the drivers, you know, that have an ASCS car now, they can go anywhere in the country. If they want to go back to Knoxville, like Derek Ingles is right now, he's going to be running Knoxville full-time, he can take his Knoxville car and not change one single part and come back out to Grace Harbor on a local night or follow the ASCS. And to me, that's uniting the sprint car world in the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
You know, that it's, you know, it is the biggest, probably the biggest race car organization in the country that has the same rules. And for the, you know, for the racer not to have to buy a different tire, not to have to, you know, buy anything different, I think it's definitely the way to go. And the Montana cars that they've got, that Rocky Mountain series, not the Rocky Mountain series, the Idaho, or the Montana, where the cars from Alberta come down to Montana, they're basically on the same package. So I think it, you know, it's going to help overall the tracks, the racers, and the fans, ultimately.
Very cool. Well, thanks, George. As always, good luck this season. I don't think you need that, but because I know you do a fantastic job, but thanks for being with us.
No problem.
All right, take care.
What did Jamie say about the lights going out?
No, he didn't bring that up. We'll bring that up next week. All right, George, thank you very much. Appreciate you being on.
Thanks a lot.
All right, take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. George Wade with us. We got to go, gang. See you next week. Next Thursday, 8 o'clock, right here on North Sound 1380. Take care. Have fun this weekend.